Tuesday. Yeah. 630 requested the artist Oland. She is a Danish singer and a songwriter, and that is Renaissance Girls. Never heard of Oland.
Ditto.
Yeah, so that's the first Two for Tuesday. Yeah! So get your Two for Tuesday requests in, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Oland. Nothing, Esmeralda?
I got nothing.
Yeah, me neither. Danish. So, there you go. All right. It's usually Wild Card Wednesday when we get the crazy stuff, but that one seems a little crazy. Tomorrow is Wild Card Wednesday, by the way. Yeah. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Those guys are so much fun to have in, man, some years later, guys. I love them, man. Northwest Side Chicago guys. Been doing it for a long time. Just down-to-earth, blue-collar dudes playing great rock. It's so much fun to have those guys in. And we have a link on our Facebook page for all their information if you go to facebook.com/NickDShow. All right. Now, Esmeralda, did you eat the cereal, the monster cereals, when you were younger?
I didn't. So, I ate the animal cereals.
So no Boo Berry, no...
No.
Count Chocula, no Frankenberry.
No, I was into the Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes was your thing. See, I was into it because of my love of monsters. So, like, that cereal, like, completely appealed to me because I watched Creature Features every weekend and I was into the, you know, all the horror movies and the classic monsters. The thing is that there's also Fruit Brute. Nobody ever really talks about Fruit Brute. Because everybody knows Boo Berry and Count Chocula and Frankenberry. But there was Fruit Brute, and he was like a wolf. He was a werewolf, if I remember correctly. Fruit Brute.
I don't think they bring back Fruit Brute.
They never bring back Fruit Brute. It's always just these three dudes. It's the Boo Berry, the Count Chocula, and the Frankenberry. But Fruit Brute, for a little piece of trivia, I've mentioned this before. Eric Stoltz in Pulp Fiction. When Travolta's on his way over with the Odean Uma Thurman right before the needle through the heart thing, he's sitting at a TV tray watching the Three Stooges at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's a Shemp, by the way, because Tarantino knows Shemp is the best Stooge. Hold hands, you love birds. Emil Sitka gets the birdcage smashed over his head because Shemp's got to get married. That's the episode that he's watching. While he's sitting there in his bathrobe, he's eating a bowl of Fruit Brute, Eric Stoltz. So there's a Fruit Brute cameo in Pulp Fiction.
So I'm seeing some like blog thing from 2013, and I guess they did bring it back.
They brought back Fruit Brute?
Yeah, he looks neat. He looks better.
Better than he does on the
right.
Other. The
he's not so cheaply drawn.
Well, I think they actually upgraded all three of them. I think they upgraded the Count Chocula, the Boo Berry, and the Frankenberry.
Well, now, and this one has Fruity Yummy Mummy. But I don't know if there's...
Oh, Yummy Mummy.
Because don't they do it every Halloween?
Yeah, right around now, they start releasing this stuff. That's why we're bringing this up.
Yeah, I don't know if those two, the Mummy and the Brute, are still back.
But so
2013 they were.
So... This year, though, you can elect your favorite cereal monster, Boo Berry, Count Chocula, or Frankenberry. So evidently, they're ignoring Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy.
They're the third party candidates.
Poor guys. Poor little Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy.
Now, may I ask, who are you going to vote for?
Out of the three, Count Chocula. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I will say this, though. If you go back and look at some of the old commercials that they have for Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry. Count Chocula and Frankenberry are total jerks to Boo Berry. Like, total jerks to him. Like, Boo Berry's like, I want to come in the house. And they're like, no, you're an idiot. They lock him out of the house, even though I think he's a ghost and he can just go right through the damn door. But yeah, they're really unbelievably jerky to Boo Berry. Do you have it, Dan?
Someone's come for a nutritious breakfast.
What?
Hello, my name is Boo. Let me finish. Booberry, my ghostly good blueberry-flavored cereal, Booberry, is part of this complete breakfast.
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
But I've got blueberry-flavored marshmallows.
Frankenberry.
Count Chocula.
And Booberry.
See, and they were mean to him. And all the commercials, they're mean to him. I don't understand this. Poor Booberry. Although, I gotta say, he's a blueberry-flavored marshmallows. And then Frankenberry, what was he? He's just berry-flavored, right? Or strawberry. Strawberry.
Well, that's a berry.
Yeah. So then Count Chocula is the most fun because he's chocolate. You know?
Yeah, the other ones are healthy.
Exactly. What are you- So is Fruit Brute. He's fruity. You want chocolate. So with the presidential election season well underway, General Mills is encouraging fans to head to the polls for a different kind of contest. Monster Vote 2016. Food Beast reports that the cereal company will launch a promo campaign to find out which General Mills cereal monster is America's favorite. General Mills is inviting all U.S.-based cereal lovers over the age of 13 to visit the Monster Vote 2016 website and cast their vote for Booberry, Count Chocula, or Frankenberry.
By the way, I'm looking at Frankenberry.
Yeah.
And you can see his hands. His nails are in the shape of strawberries.
Yes, they are.
How adorable.
Yes. Well, you know, when the doctor was making him, he thought ahead of time, I'll add strawberries to his fingers.
They look like little, like he got his nails done. he got strawberries.
He's got strawberry fingernails. Let's see. While on the site, fans can read each cereal monster's platform and enter a contest for a $5,000 grand prize or a chance to win some instant prizes, including a pair of wireless headphones and cases of Monster cereal and retro Monster t-shirts.
Oh, that sounds fun.
You'll have until June 1st, 2017. What? To cast your vote and enter to win the cash prize, the instant win games will conclude appropriately on Halloween. I wonder what their Dan, can you go to the website and find out what their
I'm trying to pull it up now.
I'd be interested to see what their platforms are. You know,
I'm going to say they're all for immigration.
None of them are American. There's no way.
They all got accents.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're from here.
Well, it's they're either, because the accents are like Boris Karloff, Peter Lorre, and Bela Lugosi. That's what their accents are. None of those guys are American. So I just am interested to know what Booberry's thoughts are on a wall between us and Mexico. I'm wondering what Booberry would say about that. Because he can go right through it.
I mean, they can all pretty much go through it.
Yeah, Frankenberry would just bust through it because he's Frankenberry.
Would you have to invite Count Chocula through it, or he would not?
Oh, that's right. You got to invite him in. You have to invite Count Chocula in, otherwise.
Well,
he can't.
I mean, since he is a presidential candidate, the Mexican president will invite him to the country.
That's right.
So
there it is, right there. You got it. That's got to be, you know. Hey, hey, Count, man, why are you standing there at the threshold? God, well, I can't come in yet. You didn't invite me.
I want a Monsters retro t-shirt.
Are they cool?
I don't know. I don't think there's pictures. I can't find any pictures.
No Fruit Brute?
But the idea of it sounds neat.
I used to have a Count Chocula t-shirt when I was a kid. Well, now I'm an old fat bastard and it wouldn't even fit over one arm.
Well, not that one.
No.
We'll get you one sized appropriately.
It would have to be, it would have to be much bigger. Yeah. So I'd vote for Count Chocula, but I still don't. Do we know have we found the platforms yet, Dan?
All right. So here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. All right. Each one is listed. There are pros and cons with each.
Okay. All right.
So this is from the Booberry.
Yeah.
His poster image is Boo needs you, much a la Uncle Sam with him pointing right at you.
Uh-oh.
Boo Berry will work himself to the bone, if he had any, to be your breakfast leader. He guarantees he will give afterlife to any boring breakfast cereals he encounters. His pros: spooks for the people, scares deeply about the issues, promises full transparency.
Oh, that's good, man.
His cons: hard to pin down, really loves booze.
Uses... What? Oh, booze as in B-O-O-S.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say nice children's cereal.
And uses scare tactics.
Ah.
That is Boo Berry.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
I'm liking Boo Berry. All right.
For Mr. Count Chocula.
Yeah.
The slogan...
Wait, isn't that redundant, Mr. Count Chocula?
True, yes. His slogan is, a real bite for real people.
Uh-oh.
The Count plans to use his centuries of experience to make sure every man, woman, monster, and child starts their day the chocolatey way.
Mm-hmm.
Pros: baddie for breakfast. You can count on him.
Uh-oh.
Will work through the night.
Oh, of course.
Yes. The cons: sometimes a pain in the neck. Can be a bit flighty.
Oh, okay.
Draining to chat with.
Oh. All right.
And Mr. Frankenberry.
Yes.
It's the people's cereal first. Frankenberry was made to be your breakfast leader, literally. He promises to electrify your breakfast.
Oh, your breakfast?
Right, with great berry flavor and plenty of spooky fun. Pros: full of energy, is always frank, will provide strong leadership. Cons: scared of pretty much anything, often relies on shock value.
Uh-oh.
Says Barry instead of very, always. So we should probably take a break here, and then I can tell you who's in the lead. We
All
do have
right.
an early voting.
Okay, we've got some early voting in for the... for the Monster Vote 2016. We'll find out who's in the lead. All right? This is very important, by the way. Very, very important. Of these white nights. Of these white nights. Oland. 630 area code. 2 for Tuesday. Oland, white nights. Yeah. You want to get your 2 for Tuesday stuff in? Do it now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We are going to talk about the greatest cereals of all time and what you ate when you were a kid. We'll go down that list according to Ranker.com. But we're voting for your favorite cereal monster in Monster Vote 2016. We have just heard Boo Berry, Count Chocula, and Frankenberry's platforms, their pros, their cons, and why you should vote for them. And it seems very important. So, Dan, tell us who is what the leaderboard is looking
like. Would you like to wager a guess before we do so?
I'm going to guess Frankenberry.
Is leading.
Yes.
And if you had to choose a second place?
Count Chocula and then Boo Berry last.
Okay. Esmeralda, your guess?
I already saw it.
Okay.
See, but now for me, just hearing the platforms, I'm Boo Berry. I think Boo Berry, I would vote for Boo Berry because he had the funniest platform and the best pros and cons. Esmeralda, who would you vote for out of of the platforms that you heard?
I do like Boo Berry's full transparency.
Yes,
that's always.
That's the. I believe that's the best. That's
I don't
the best.
Mind if he really loves booze. It's okay. In this day and age, I think it's okay for
okay.
him to like the booze.
Okay. All right. And Dan, who would you have voted for? Who won you?
I normally would have voted for Frankenberry, but I think Boo Berry's campaign really has struck a chord with me.
Do they have debates scheduled at all?
They are standing at a podium on the website.
Oh, I see.
I do not see anything There is a scroll at yeah, there's a scroll at the top because it's MNN as Monsters News Networks. So voters are dying to attend campaign fundraisers. Count Chocula is pulling ahead. They just announced our winner. Count Chocula is leading the vote 42%.
Wow.
Booberry in second with 30%. Frankenberry 28%.
Wow, Frankenberry is in last.
Frankenberry is last. They have also provided a map of, of
where
the
votes.
Yes, Electoral College thus far. right now, Count Chocula basically has every state except the following. Booberry has Maine, Vermont, Delaware,
sure,
Indiana, North Dakota, Idaho. Frankenberry, unfortunately, has only one state at this point. That's Montana.
Montana?
And states that have yet to cast a vote include Wisconsin, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Washington.
So Illinois has Count Chocula.
Has gone Count Chocula thus Chocula. Far.
Okay. Well, you could change all that. Monster Vote 2016.
I should add Hawaii has also gone to Booberry.
Oh, Hawaii went to Booberry. Okay.
By the way, I like that Frankenberry is a little bit like his people cereal first. It's very social. It's a socialist communism slant with his people cereal first.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Count Chocula lives in that castle, so yeah. Obviously 1%. So.
Yeah. And then Booberry, I don't know. He does have that flimsy little hat on and a bow tie.
He does have a bow tie. Yeah. All right. All right, so Count Chocula is in the lead. So get in there, your Monster Vote 2016. All right, we got to keep track of this. You get to win a $5,000 grand prize. You could also win some T-shirts and wireless headphones, Esmeralda. I know you're interested in
these. I know. I just voted.
You did?
Yes, it's important. You have to vote.
Okay. It's important to vote. Do you care to share with us, or do you want to keep your vote private?
I voted for Booberry.
You voted for Booberry. Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I like his full transparency.
That's right. let's see. 630 area code says, I loved Frankenberry and Count Chocula. They're not as good now as an adult. Are they the same? I wonder if they taste the same. The last time I had Frankenberry or Count Chocula, 40 years ago, maybe?
We'll have to get some once it shows up in stores.
Oh, I think they're in stores,
right? I've
actually
never had it.
You've never had any of the Monster cereals?
No. No, I don't really like cereal or marshmallows in cereal. I've never liked them.
Really?
Yeah, it's too fake and crunchy.
So no Lucky Charms for you?
No, I never liked any of those.
Wow. 262 area code says, Frank's my man. All right. There's a supporter of Frankenberry right there. Frank's my man. 773 area code says, cereal makers need to put cool prizes or premiums back into the boxes. Cracker Jack should too, by the way. Yeah.
You know, I don't like Boo. Apparently he called, or Frank, I don't like Frank. He called Boo a nobody in an
interview. They're mean to Booberry.
They're slinging mud.
They've always been mean to Booberry. I don't understand this.
By the way, when the count vacations, vacations at Lake Erie.
Mm-hmm. Probably in a big old castle there.
Overlooking the lake.
Mm-hmm.
The count vacations in Lake Erie, of course. Yes. Ridiculous. Yeah, when I was a kid, I don't know, I'm trying to remember what cereals. I ate a lot of different kinds of cereals, but I was not into the massively sweet stuff. You know, like I knew guys who would get like the sweetened cereal and then pour a half a pound of sugar on it.
No, I only did that when we had cornflakes.
Cornflakes, you put a little sugar on it.
Yeah.
No, I knew guys who would just pour sugar on everything. Especially Def Leppard.
All right.
Oh, man. All right. So we've got like the 50 best cereals ever here. Now, you were just like a Frosted Flakes girl, nothing special, nothing crazy?
Frosted Flakes, or because my dad would eat this, Basic One.
Basic One.
Yeah, it had that. It had all those different, I think it had raisins in it and
nuts and stuff.
Yeah, but then it had covered yogurt covered something or others.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always pick those out.
And not eat them.
No, and eat them.
Oh, and eat them.
Just
Oh, just eat those. Oh, I see. I get it. Basic One. I don't think I've ever had Basic One. Dan, have you ever had Basic One?
No, I'm sorry, Basic Four.
Basic Four.
Basic
okay.
Four. Because I'm assuming it had four things in it.
Probably. That's, I think, would be why they would include the number four. Basic Four. All right, I've never had it. Now, were you like, hey, cut up some bananas in that cereal? Did you do that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Always. It's the only time I really do enjoy bananas.
Now, come on now.
I don't really eat bananas. Just.
How do you get your potassium?
Other things.
Okay.
I don't know. I bought some bananas to make smoothies.
Yeah.
I used one, and then the rest of them, I pick it up to take it into the kitchen. It was on my dining room table.
Yeah.
And it just falls out of the peel and splat.
Yeah. That's like that scene in Seinfeld where he goes, look at bananas. Why do I buy bananas? They last 2 days.
Yeah, they're insanely ripe.
All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up, and then we're going to talk about our favorite cereals that we ate when we were growing up and maybe the weird cereals and all kinds of stuff like that. And vote for your monster. Yeah, man. All right. Two for Tuesday continues. Yeah. 312-981-7200 for your Two for Tuesday picks and requests. 312-981-7200. Jay requested Moody Blues, Your Wildest Dreams. God, I haven't heard that song in a long time. Oh, man. All righty then. Hi, good morning, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on Tuesday. We are going to have my dad calling in to tell a joke because it's, I was off yesterday for Labor Day, so we want to start off the work week with a laugh. So today, my dad will be calling in to tell his joke, and it is sponsored by the Gale Street Inn, the greatest restaurant on the planet. And we thank George and everybody at the Gale Street Inn. We had a lovely birthday dinner for my dad over the weekend. Fantastic. Great time, as usual. So we thank George and the Gale Street Inn for sponsoring my dad's joke, which he will do this morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And we were talking cereals here because, the General Mills Monster cereals are having an election to vote for your Monster 2016. And Count Chocula is in the lead. Boo Berry second. Frankenberry is third. Yeah. All right. Dan, were you a big cereal person?
I did. I was. Still am.
Still? Oh, yeah, that's right. You have cereal every morning, right?
I do have cereal every morning.
Yeah.
So more recently, I would eat a combination of Cheerios and Raisin Bran in the morning.
And this is when you get home from work?
When I get home from work.
Right.
But lately, it's been Rice Krispies. I've found a new... found appreciation for Rice Krispies. So, but I think you guys mentioned Frosted Flakes a moment ago. That was probably my favorite growing up. I let it turn to mush. I let it sit in the milk for a little long and eat it that way. So, but there was a Spider-Man cereal that came out when there was an animated series. That was pretty great.
Spider-Man cereal.
Was it
shaped like little Spider-Man?
Yeah, it was. And the marshmallows were little Spider-Man faces. And then I think like the Cheerio was like a web, kind of like a snowflake web type thing.
Uh-huh.
So. And then Smacks was another one I loved.
Smacks?
Yeah, with the frog.
Oh, that's Sugar Smacks, right?
Right.
Yeah, Sugar Smacks with the crazy frog. He's got like a baseball cap on, doesn't he, and like a vest?
Yep.
All right. Here's Frank on WGN. Hey, Frank.
Hi. Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Yeah, well, actually, I've got four real quick jingles. One is for Cheerios, which I would say is the top one. It's the most healthy non-sugar cereal. And second would be, Cheerios overall. But they had one where they had the Cheerios kid. And he goes, well, he's got gold power. There he goes. He's feeling his Cheerios. And the other one was Kellogg's sugar corn pops, pop, pop, sugar pops. They are tops. And then, well, the shot with sugar through and through. And then you see this guy. He says, I'm Sugar Pops Pete, the prairie pup. And I make them. And the other guy, he's a nasty-looking dude. And he goes, and I'm no good Zeke. And I steal them.
No good Zeke?
Yeah. And I steal them. And then you had the one, Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts were like, the new Grape Nuts are a brand-new treat. Easy to chew. Easy to eat. So have dog Grape Nuts in your breakfast bowl, and I don't remember the rest, but it was like eating gravel.
No, they were. It was not Grape Nuts was not easy to eat.
No, they were like
and
eating
it had
gravel.
And there was no grape nor nuts involved.
Exactly. Right.
All right, Frank. Thanks, man.
Well, the other one was who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know that doesn't like Kellogg's Corn Flakes?
Wow.
But
you
I
just know you,
count. You fucking. The scary cereals, I vote for the Count Chocula.
You're voting for Count Chocula. Okay, Frank.
I vote for the Count.
Thank you, Frank. Wow, Frank is just Captain Jingle.
There was a comedian who had a joke about Grape Nuts, how you could probably murder someone with them and then eat the evidence. Because they were so rough or because they were so hard. I had an aunt who ate them. They were the worst.
Yeah, no, I had my uncle ate Grape Nuts like regularly. I never understood it. If I ever stayed the night over there, if like I spent the night and I had breakfast in the morning, they'd have Grape Nuts there. I'd be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, now, that's not good.
You guys don't remember Yule Gibbons.
Is that a man or what?
It's a man.
Wasn't he in ZZ Top?
No, that's Billy Gibbons. If you look up Yule Gibbons was the guy, he was a spokesman for Grape Nuts at one point. And Yule Gibbons, if you watched, you know, anything from the 70s, talk shows, Tonight Show, game shows, Match Game, there were always Yule Gibbons jokes. He was the guy because he ate trees and stuff. Like you could eat anything. Yule Gibbons is one of those guys. Do you have something?
I'm Yule Gibbons. My love for natural foods has brought me to the Ozarks.
This mill is still grinding wheat the way it did in 1897. The same kind of wheat that's in Grape Nut cereal. It's a natural wheat and barley cereal fortified with vitamins and baked into crunchy nuggets. No preservatives added. Its crunchiness and naturally sweet taste remind me of wild hickory nuts. Grape Nuts, the crunchy cereal with the nutty taste.
Yeah.
It's got none of that.
Yule Gibbons, I'm not making this up. He was like a phenomenon in the 70s. Constant jokes on The Tonight Show about Yule Gibbons and Match Game questions that, like, because he would eat trees. He'd go out, like, I remember he was on The Tonight Show one time, and he went out to the parking lot where people park, like, right by Johnny's car, the NBC parking lot, and picked stuff out of the ground in the parking lot, brought it back in and ate it and made like Ed and Johnny eat it. And he was seriously, he'd eat tree bark. I'm not making this up. And this guy was like, he was like a health food nut. Like in the old days of health food nuts, it was all like they eat crazy berries and stuff that grows out of the ground and, you know. And he would seriously, like, you know, I've eaten everything. I've eaten an entire tree. That was like Yule Gibbons' thing, was that he would eat all this crap. I don't know how he died. How does it say how Yule Gibbons died? I don't know. It might have had something to do with what he was eating, but he was supposed to be like, he was like, this is how we should all eat. We should all eat trees, you know, or whatever.
Grape Nuts looks like the cat litter I use. I'm not joking.
No, Grape Nuts is not an attractive...
It looks horrific.
No. And I don't understand why it's called grape nuts. I really don't.
Well, like you said, it tastes like hickory nuts.
Yeah.
And it has a naturally sweet taste, which I couldn't
There's
tell
nothing
you.
Sweet about grape nuts.
Exactly.
Yule passed away due to an aortic aneurysm.
Okay. He was old, too, I think.
64.
Oh, no. He was only 64? He was only 64? God, he looked old. That's because he's eating trees.
Can you imagine the stress of trying to eat a whole tree? Probably what got him.
Jeez. Doug says, I like that Frankenberry always says berry instead of very. It makes me laugh. And that could be the quirk of a real candidate.
Because he's down home.
Yeah. 262 says, Count Chocula, there is no other logical choice. Wow. John from Maryland says, Count Chocula. Oh, man, we got the Count Chocula fans are out. Mike says, I like Quisp. Yeah, Quisp was good. Remember Quisp? You don't remember Quisp?
No.
It was like, you know what it tasted? It tasted like Cap'n Crunch, except there was an alien with a propeller on his head. He was Quisp. And there was a companion, Quisp, and I was just about to say something there. I don't know if I can say on the air, but it's certainly not the name of a cereal. There was another Quark, I think, maybe. Quark and Quisp.
Quake?
Quake, yeah. Quake and Quisp.
Well, this doesn't even make sense. If he's an alien, this Quake is just like a guy, like a strong man, cowboy,
yeah.
Miner man.
Yeah, he's a big, strong dude who likes to, I think he smacks Quisp around.
Quisp should shoot him with his laser beams.
He does have laser beams. He's got
I'm
a propeller
sure he
on his
has
head.
Them. He's an alien.
He's got a propeller on his head. Birdman says he likes Freakies. The hell are Freakies? Cereal, I suppose. Mike from Worth says Alpha Bits. I never liked Alpha Bits.
But I have a picture of these Freakies. They're quite frightening.
Do they freak out?
So it's like little O's, right? Yeah. Like little Cheerios, but then I guess they're fruit or something, but they're just like deformed monsters.
Oh, that's awesome.
In various colors.
There are 7 Freakies.
They're gross.
7 Freakies.
Do we want to do this now or after
Let's
the break?
Let's wait till after the
what
break.
What a tease.
You're going to find out all about Freakies. Moody Blues, 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, 2 for Tuesday. 2 for Tuesday, Jay wanted to hear Moody Blues. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band. There you go. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number for talk and text and your requests for 2 for Tuesday. Coming up in a little bit, my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. We were off for Labor Day yesterday, so the work week is starting today for us. So my dad's going to call in and tell a jokey time. And it is, of course, brought to you by the great Gale Street Inn, the greatest restaurant on the planet. All right, so we're talking about cereal, and somebody had texted in that they enjoy Freakies. And then, Dan, you were looking it up, and it's you found out about Freakies. They freaked out Esmeralda, the Freakies.
They look like germs.
They do look like germs.
Now, I don't know. Is there an era when these things were popular? Are they still out?
72.
Ooh.
Entered the marketplace in 72, discontinued in 76.
Oh, so it's a 70s thing.
Chocolate version called Cocoa Freakies was available in 1973, and a fruit version was available in 75, 76.
Freakies. Now, what were you going to explain about Freakies?
All right, there are 7.
7 Freakies?
7 Freakies. There's Boss Moss, who was dark green.
Uh-huh.
He was bossy with a John Wayne voice.
Okay.
Snorkeldorf.
Snorkeldorf.
Yes. Who was blue and confident and vain. He plays his trunk like a horn.
What? What's his name? Snorkeldork?
Snorkeldorf.
Oh, Snorkeldorf.
Yes.
All right.
Then there's Ham Hose.
Hamhose.
Hamhose, who is light brown. He's shy, childlike, and prefers to eat alone.
This sounds delightful.
Mm-hmm. Grumble, who is orange. He was cranky, grumpy, had sore feet, and a voice like an old man.
This is just delightful.
There's Cow Mumble.
Cow Mumble.
Cow Mumble.
Uh-huh.
He was blue, and he was positive, demure, and soft-spoken.
Okay. Did he use his horn as a bugle?
That does not
say. Or his
say
nose
here.
As a bugle?
Yes. Next up is Gargle. He was purple. He's intelligent, snooty, a know-it-all, and also had a British accent.
Wow. Well, yeah. Of course he had a British accent because he's intelligent.
Right. And then finally, there was Goody Goody. He was pink. And he was pushy, bossy, and kissed up to Boss Moss.
Okay.
Now we have audio of all these freakies if you'd like to hear them.
Oh, wait. There's audio of the freakies?
Yes, yes. This is a commercial from 1974.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we are the freakies, we are the freakies, and this is a freaky street. We never miss a meal, cause we love our cereals. This is the big boss, we call the Boss Moss.
Make sure you spell it right.
Snorkel, don't they call me so handsome and pretty? He's got a weird nose.
Do I really have to sing?
My name is Grumble.
I am Cumbumble.
You're standing on my foot.
Grumble is his name. Mom, this is my game. I know more than you do.
Yes, you.
And don't forget me. I'm Goody Goody. I always do what's right. For instance, I eat freaky cereal because it's got a lot of vitamins and it's good for me.
You too can have crunchy, freaky cereal as part of your good breakfast. And there's a free freaky in specially marked boxes.
Okay, here comes the big finish.
We are the freaky. Yeah. We are the freaky. This is a freaky
dream. Wow.
How did they not become a thing?
Yeah, how did that only last 3 years? I just like the guy with the feet. The problem with it is you're standing on my foot. Who thought that would be a good character to have as to eat?
I like Cow Mumble.
That guy blew his nose like a kazoo or whatever. Snorkeldorf. Oddly, Freakies did not make this list. All right, I'll start at number 50. Number 50 is Crave. That's a very recent cereal. That's the commercial where, like, the cereal cubes are like eating the chocolate, like they kill the chocolate and eat it. Number 9, 49, granola. That's just generic. 48, Cracklin' Oat Bran. Remember Cracklin' Oat Bran? 47, Cinnamon Life. 46, S'mores Cereal. 45, Corn Chex. I like Chex. I like Chex cereal. And I also like the Chex mixes. 44, Waffle Crisp. Never had Waffle Crisp. 43, Rice Krispie Treats cereal. So that's like, is it actually like Rice Krispie Treats?
Right, like they're conjoined
with the marshmallow
by marshmallows
and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. 41, Grape Nuts. Mentioned before by the fantastic Ewell Gibbons. Ewell Gibbons, who I believe actually ate an entire forest in one sitting. 40, Super Sugar Crisps. 39, Crispix. 38, Alpha Bits. 37, Cocoa Pebbles. 36, Wheaties. 35, there's our good old buddy Frankenberry coming in at number 35 on this list. 34, Raisin Bran Crunch. 33, Booberry. Booberry above Frankenberry. 32, Oreo O's. What the hell is that? Were they little Oreo cookies? God. 31, Oatmeal. Okay. 30, Kix. Now, is Kix, is that the one with the clown on the front? Is that Kix, K-I-X? I think that's got a creepy, goofy-looking clown on the front.
Wait, Kix are those, they're just crunchy. Yeah, like parents. Corn. Parents love, or kids
they're
love
terrible.
It because they're crunchy.
There's no flavor to Kix.
Parents like it because it's healthy. It's like, no, kids don't like that.
No, kids don't like Kix, but it's like a buck. Is there a clown on the damn box?
I'm looking at an image search, and in between images of the band Kix.
That must be a real treat for you, Dan, to get to look at some Kix from the 80s.
Yep. I do not see any boxes with a cereal, with a clown on
it. Why did I think it was good? There was one with a creepy clown on it, and it had a, I think it was a one-word name. 29 was Chex. 28, French Toast Crunch. What is that?
I think they're little shapes of toast.
I thought they already had. Wasn't there another one of those? That Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Right, but that's Cinnamon Toast.
Oh, this is French Toast Crunch.
Right.
I see. 27, Special K. 26, our good friend Count Chocula. 25, Corn Flakes. Isn't that a little low? Shouldn't Corn Flakes be like in the top 10?
No, they're so boring.
24, Life. 23, Honey Smacks. 22, Honey Bunches of Oats. I always thought that was just kind of an odd name. Honey Bunches of Oats. 21, Cocoa Krispies. 20, Reese's Puffs. What the hell is that? Is it Reese's Peanut Butter?
Yeah, they're like little puff balls.
Of peanut butter?
I believe so, yes.
I'm coming right on the heels of that. 19, Cap'n Crunch Peanut Butter. Peanut Butter Crunch. 18, Cookie Crisp. Never liked Cookie Crisp. And then, well, I'll tell you the rest when we come back. We got a break here. We got the news, and we'll finish off the cereal conversation. And then we can tell you about some weird holidays to celebrate in September as well. It's all coming up right here on WGN. The news is coming up next.
Do you really want to make me cry? Do you really want to hurt
yeah.
me?
Really oh, I'm on board for this twofer. I am way on board for this twofer. 773 area code requested Culture Club. Yeah. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Coming up in a little bit, my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. It's a back-to-work week. Had a day off yesterday, but we're back, and he's going to tell a joke. So we're talking about cereals and what you ate when you were a kid and what you liked, what you hated, and Yule Gibbons. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Dave has the clown cereal.
It was called Kaboom. It had the creepy clown on it. It had these disc-shaped bits with that looked kind of like happy faces. I remember there was purple, kind of almost a lime green color one, and various colors, you know, but it was called Kaboom.
Kaboom, that's right. That
My
was
brother
the one
liked
the...
it because he was the one person not creeped out by clowns.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I knew there was a crazy clown mascot, and it was Kaboom. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Dave, thank you.
Keep your powder dry.
You got it. All right, Kaboom. You guys ever eat Kaboom?
I have not.
I remember trying it, and it sucked. That's what I remember. I just remember the clown on it. You know, some of the mascots on these cereals are hilarious. Well, first of all, we now know the entire history of Creepies. Or what? Not Creepies. What are they? Freakies. Yeah, Freakies. But some of the other ones, man. Like, what's the deal with the Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? That dude. What was he? Well, he's a bird, right? Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
Yes.
He was like a cockatoo or something, right?
I don't know. But
he was nuts and running around screaming.
Sonny the Cuckoo Bird.
Oh, there you go.
He's a cuckoo bird.
But he's a bird. Is chocolate even good for birds? Is it like dogs? Like they
explode when they eat chocolate. All right. Also on this list, let's see. Golden Grahams. Oh, I liked Golden Grahams. I remember that. I remember really liking Golden Grahams. Cheerios, Raisin Bran, honeycomb. Honeycomb got the big, big bite. Big, big taste and a big, big bite. You remember the honeycomb theme? Because you used to hide. It was the honeycomb hideout. And it was like a treehouse, and you couldn't let like anybody in who wasn't part of the honeycomb kids. There was a private club. The honeycomb hideout. Corn Pops, Cocoa Puffs, Rice Krispies, Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries, number 9. Number 8, Fruity Pebbles. Number 7, Apple Jacks. Number 6, Cap'n Crunch. Think about Cap'n Crunch. That would, like, cut the roof of your mouth. You know? It was like, it had that kind of consistency. Like, you'd eat a bowl of Cap'n Crunch, and then you've got, like, scars on the top of your mouth. Fruit Loops. Honey Nut Cheerios. Number 3, Lucky Charms. Number 2, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And number 1, greatest cereal of all time, according to Ranker, is Frosted Flakes. I guess that's the one you got to go to, right?
I mean, it was frosted, and then once you were done eating the cereal, you had this sugary milk to enjoy.
Right. Deb says, you got to love Sugar Crisp. The Sugar Bear was so Dean Martin smooth. Oh, yeah, he was kind of Dean Martin-y, wasn't he? I forgot about the Sugar Bear. Hey, I'm the Sugar Bear. Now, if he was supposed to be like Dean Martin, does that mean he also enjoys booze? Like one of the freakies? No, he wasn't one of the freakies that enjoys the booze. Oh, no, it was a Booberry. Jonathan from Bridgeport said they used to make a chocolate cereal by Hershey's. I loved it. Anyone know the name? No, it was Hershey's chocolate cereal. Um, 630 area code says, yeah, it's nighttime. Of course the Count Chocula people are out. Oh. Peter says, my morning cereal was a mixture. The bottom was shredded wheat, then Cheerios and or Kix, then topped with Rice Krispies. I also included walnuts, banana, if available, peaches, cantaloupe, and honeydew. Oh, yeah, and whole milk.
Good Lord.
Man, oh, man.
One, what kind of money bags was he that he got so many cereals? I got one cereal.
Right. And it was whatever was on sale.
Yeah, well, I got my Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
We never went generic with that.
You ever get cereal just for the prize? Do you ever fall for that?
I think once or twice I would, and then I regretted it because the cereal was disgusting.
Yeah, sometimes you'd get the cereal because there was a prize inside of it, and then that it would be terrible. Remember, you guys don't remember in the old days, like in the 60s and 70s, they used to put 45s on the back of cereal boxes.
That's pretty awesome.
You would cut them out and put it on the record player. They were just like these sort of like flexible, waxy things that were on the back of the cereal, and you would cut them out circular and put them on the record player. And the genius that I am, I would be so excited to get the record that I would cut, and then I would cut through the inside of the box and the bag, and then the cereal would pour out all over the place. Thank you. Moron.
And how many times did that happen?
Oh, many.
Oh, boy.
I never learned my lesson. I'm a moron. But I did get the record, and I got to put it on my record player. I remember one, there was a DeFranco family. You guys don't remember the DeFranco family. There was a time in the early 70s when families were really big. You got your Partridges, you know. And then, like, the DeFranco family, Save the Last Dance for Me was their big hit, Tony DeFranco. Because you had the Osmonds, you had the Jacksons. Everybody was a family. The Bradys released an album. The DeFranco family, these guys, oh, God. Save the Last Dance for Me, I believe, was their big hit. But I remember they had a record on the back of some cereal box. They should go back to doing, well, no, because nobody has, well, kids don't have turntables. Forget who's taking you home, and he knows what you're going to be. So, darling, save the last dance for me. He's got to have a fantastic outfit on, Dan, I would imagine, the visuals.
It's funny you mention that, because if I'm reading the, looking at the record label correctly here, he has a blue sweater that has a tiger on the front and two rainbow stripes on his arm. But each member of the family has one as well, and it looks like one kid's wearing a robin on his chest and another one's wearing, like, a parakeet.
So they have weirdly matching animal-type sweaters?
Right. So, like, it's a... And not only is it a matching sweater, but it's a sweater that, like... I don't know how to describe this fashion-wise, but the there is no collar to the sweater. Mm. It's cut just below where the three buttons on the T-shirt would be.
Uh-huh.
And the T-shirts are all collared shirts with a big, long, flowing white collar.
Oh, sure. See, that's you looked cool in the 70s dressed like that.
Did everyone in the 70s also, like this DeFranco family, like everyone has this just halo of hair?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
how does
yeah.
that even, like, how does everyone from the 70s have that
was,
hairstyle?
That was, that, I had that hair, too, when
it
I was
just
a kid.
Seems like a lot of volume.
Yeah, no, I had that. It was like a bowl cut thing.
Yeah, but it's so full for them.
Yeah.
And, like, poofy.
Yeah, no, I mean, you look at the Osmonds, too. The Osmonds had that same thing.
I'm just wondering, is that product?
I don't know.
You had in there that
it was
made
just
it do
the
that,
thing or? In the 70s that you, that's how everybody looked in the 70s.
It was layered just so.
That's right. Then in the 80s, we feathered our hair. All right. Well, there you go. There's your cereals and your DeFranco family. I wonder if they had cereal. They were popular enough. The DeFranco family was popular enough to have their own brand of cereal. Wouldn't be surprised. Little DeFrancos in your bowl with their little sweaters. All right.